Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
My friend Noelle, who I've spoken before about her love of telling people, describing her waste products mm-hmm. when we were young kids.
Yeah.
She was born on Christmas, and Christmas Eve, and she always got mad because she felt she got gypped.
Yeah,
but I always thought it evened out in the wash because her dad was rich. So I was like, yeah, okay. You get twice as many presents as like normal kids, even though you get like 10% less presents than like your siblings.
Yeah, could have stopped a dad being born rich. You win. That's okay. That's all right.
Could have used that. Could have really used that. Instead, I had a loving father.
Well.
Drats.
Well, you make it sound like there's no loving fathers out there that are also wealthy.
I think we know the answer. I think it's empirical proof.
There are good dads out there that
exist. If you're all out there well off, you know you don't love your children.
Is that
Let's
it?
Just be honest about it. That's why I've stayed poor through this life, so
That's
my
it?
Kids know how much I love them.
That's right. You'll show them.
Yeah.
With all sorts of hearts and hugs.
Yeah, and you know, dead after I die. Now, that being said, one media member in this town is saying things nobody else has, and I commend him for it. I don't agree with him, but I commend him for it. Tom Withers was filling in today on Baskin and Phelps. Hey, guys, we got that press conference today. How about that?
Yeah.
Woo! Feels good. That being said, Tom basically made the argument to keep both Stefanski and Barry.
I think I hang on to him and try to get... And I know this would create a mess heading into next year, right? With people on the hot seat or what have you. But that's just the nature of the business that it is, right? I just feel like they've been put into, and some of this is their own doing. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not going to, you know, we can just dissect the drafts and the good drafts from the bad drafts. And there's been far more of those. What they were handed with this Watson trade, and I wondered when it happened that how bad would things get if it goes sideways?
Mm-hmm.
And it went more than sideways, right? It is literally going to put this franchise back the better part of a decade by the time they dig out from underneath it. And so when people talk about, this roster and what have you, and listen, have there been huge mistakes made with the wide receiver room? Unquestionably. Had you been able to use those three first round picks, Andy, you would have, let's say, a left tackle going into his fourth year, another linebacker going into his third year, another wide receiver going into his second year. Oh, by the way, all first round picks. You would hope you could go for 2 for 3 on those.
So I think Tom was very respectful in the way that he did this. And I know the cool thing about Tom is you know that he believes this, and he backed it up with why he believes this. I just want to go right back to the Deshaun Watson trade. And the idea of, I don't believe that this was foisted upon Kevin or Andrew. I believe Andrew came up with a decision, got Kevin on board, and then they went and convinced Jimmy Haslam to do that. There's some good reporting around here that Andrew and Kevin went to Jimmy and got this done.
Yeah.
But even if I agree with you that Jimmy was the one that made this happen, even if I agreed on that, it's been 4 years. It's been 4 years since the worst trade in NFL history was consummated, and no one's gotten fired.
Well,
and that in and of itself has been incredible patience for Jimmy Haslam, whether he pulled the trigger on that deal or not.
Is the best defense of Stefanski and Barry, though, the idea that they were around when the worst trade happened, and this all of a sudden tanked there? And
they were in the office.
Like, and again, from the people that have come up with thought partners and all these collaborative words that suggest that everything they do is all within one group and one mind. We're just supposed to just let that exist?
Yeah.
How was that the best defense you got?
Yeah. It's interesting. Jimmy is getting dinged as an owner in a way that other owners who are just as bad as him, if not worse, aren't. I'm not hearing nearly enough about how bad the Adams sisters are at owning franchises, considering they've been firing coaches or GMs off and on every 12 to 15 months for 5 years now. Not hearing enough about that. Woody Johnson, another tremendously bad owner, is getting this, like this, oh, he's not going to fire Aaron Glenn. He loves him. I'm getting a lot of passes for a lot of really bad owners. And for some reason, Jimmy is the great boogeyman around the
NFL.
You see,
but now I'm going to sound like I'm going to defend Jimmy for a second here. But like, if the Deshaun Watson trade had gone swimmingly, had gone everything they thought it would be, top five quarterback and everything, you know that Jimmy would not be getting any of the credit for this.
Yes. Yeah, no.
And that is part of being an owner in many ways.
And I honestly,
but I find that part of it interesting as well.
I think Jimmy is like the perfect guy for everyone to unite around outside of Cleveland, and even for Cleveland. And this is not what I'm saying. What Tom thinks, I'm saying with how Jimmy's being treated. And again, it sounds weird that I'm defending someone that I think has had his hand in the mess over the last couple of years. But people that don't like Jimmy traded for a guy with 20-plus sexual assaults, sexual assault lawsuits, they still don't like Jimmy Haslam. Nothing has changed there. People who were pissed at Jimmy for handing out the first fully guaranteed 5-year, $230 million contract in NFL history are still pissed at Jimmy. And that includes other NFL owners. Like, in a way, Jimmy just, as of right now, does not have a lot of people are still pissed about the Brook Park Stadium thing. Like, there's a million reasons to just blatantly bash Jimmy instead of looking at the evidence of old Jimmy Haslam would have fired these guys after year one of the failure.
Well, but he's trying to not be old Jimmy Haslam. That's part of this whole conversation as well.
And but he's not getting credit for that, which I think is weird.
No, and I don't think he'll get credit for that for a very long time. It would have to be another like 6-year run with another head coach where he doesn't fire him when he should have 3 years prior before I think like the league will recognize you get credit for this. Is that the best defense though? What Tom laid out right there. If you're trying to build a defense for Stefanski and Barry to both keep their jobs selectively, is that the best that we can do?
Yes. I disagree with the defense. I think I could pick it apart, and I have tried to pick it apart here. But yes, I think the one road that you can go down when it comes to, hey, why not bring these guys back?
The only one I can think of, and it might not even qualify as a better defense of what Tom gave out, but one that would at least make more sense to me for if they're both back next year, is if this was the plan the entire time. And I've told you this before. I really do believe like it's a small chance. There's a very small avenue that this exists, but the avenue would be that this was in fact a 2-year tank rebuild, whatever you want to call it. They weren't trying to win a lot of games and they've executed that plan. Part of that plan being though, we can't make it as obvious as 1-31 was. We have to still put on the front face that this is going where we are trying to win games and oh, we just happen to fall into this. Do that with whatever information you can and try as best as you can. But ultimately, pull off a 3-win season in back-to-back years. And in that case, they both keep their jobs because they are executing the plan perfectly.
I think I definitely have seen the idea of, guys, why are you upset that they're 3-12? This is all going according to plan. And my rebuttal would be, you have to know how to build a roster that won't win, but that can still compete. Not all 3-12 starts to the season, or if it ends up being 3-14, not all 3-14 seasons are the same. And I think this systemic failure from both guys, one, to build, to make the Deshaun thing work, not building around him, not building a system around him soon enough from Kevin Stefanski and from Andrew Barry, you neglected the most important thing if you're going to have quarterback instability or there's a chance of it, which is your line play. And that all came to fruition. Like all of this year, all of it is fallout from the Deshaun thing. That's why it's impossible to say, well, we plan to do this. No, you plan to succeed with Deshaun. And if you wanted to build a competitive but not winning team,
well, you'd still put together
an offensive line out there that could have that wasn't washed. You would have drafted and developed replacements for the guys who are going to go off into the sunset this last year.
I don't even know that you would have. But like the idea that the plan could have changed easily after the first 2 years, and they realized Deshaun wasn't it. Like that's where like it was painfully obvious to anybody that wanted to pay attention, and I think 99% of people listening did. After 2 years, Deshaun was too broke, too injured, and also too not good at football for this to ever work. And so like if there was another plan after that that they would have started to execute, that's where I'm saying I could see that being a reality that we'll never find out because they don't admit to these things and we never get anything beyond this. But if Stefanski's back next year, it's the only thing I'm left to believe. Not that Jimmy Haslam all of a sudden felt sorry for him because of the Deshaun Watson fallout, because that doesn't pass for me.
I just continue to come back to you could have been a top five pick, top seven pick, and still put yourself not entirely behind the eight ball. If the goal was to be bad, there are many different ways to be bad. You were relatively non-competitive for more than about half your games this year. That's not, you can't plan for that. That is a version of tanking that you would then be lucky to win three games. And I'm uncomfortable with kind of maybe positioning it that way.
Get lucky to win three games.
No, I actually think they're unlucky. I think they should have won more games. I think bad special teams play, bad game management, bad coaching is why they're a three-win team.
Well, I mean, but that's all with the team that they put out there, though. Like, the bad special team stuff that's encompassing to the roster. That's the idea that they all of a sudden, hey, Gage Larvidan, you're our punt returner, when Larvidan was on the practice squad and then had been elevated to try to do just that when that's not really something he should have been asked to do.
Like, are you giving Bubba Ventrone the Peterlin pass?
Oh, am I making the case that he didn't have the roster and the players? I'm saying you probably shouldn't have beat the Packers because that's just, they're a much better team than you are. And so you're realistically, I can give you the Raiders win. They absolutely stink. I'll be generous with the Dolphins win, although they turned it around.
What about the Jets loss?
Yeah, you probably should have been able to have that. So like, are we splitting the baby here?
What about
the Jets loss, though? I don't know. But I don't know. Like, I mean, again, you're a three win team.
Yeah, but you're a more talented team than they were.
I think a three win team is accomplishing the goal. Like that's.
If that is the goal, you would
be hitting that because three wins gets you the first, second, or third pick most years.
I think any defense of this organization, both in this year and the previous 6 years, feels like mental gymnastics to me. It does. It just feels like we're trying. Well, but I think we're just trying to figure out how they
end up with both their jobs next year.
I think we're trying to reverse engineer something that is illogical. The logical thing here with Stefanski and Barry is you got 6 years. People are acting. I'm not saying Withers is. I'm not saying you are. But there are people who, when you talk about Stefanski and Barry, acting like this is a Greek freaking tragedy. They've only got 6 years. They haven't had their quarterback. It's like they had six. It's the NFL.
You don't get this long. I get it.
No head coach has gotten 6 years from the Browns since Marty. Since Marty freaking Schottenheimer, I was a child. I was a toddler.
Six damn years. 6 years and one playoff win is not good enough for anybody, unless you're named Mike Tomlin.
That's good.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I like that.
Okay, good. I'm glad you
liked it. He's a 10-1 team.
It was done for you.
Let's go to the playoffs.
It was done for you.
But, no, I mean, I think, like, and by the way, that's not just the Cleveland norm, because I think it's where Cleveland has been abnormal in this whole process is when they would only give coaches 2 years. Jimmy Haslam has broken that cycle of dysfunction.
And I think he's done enough, by the way, to tell the rest of the NFL. And again, it might take another coach before this really sets in, but he's on the pathway of telling it, if you take this job, we're not just going to take you for a year or two and then run you out. He's making inroads on that. A seventh and eighth year, you don't need to do it. 6 years is plenty enough in that regard.
Tom Withers says he wants to hang on, can make the case for hanging on to Stefanski and Barry. And listen, I thought he did a great job of presenting his case. I just come back to, you don't fail to this degree. You don't close Super Bowl window number one and everybody gets to be a part of Super Bowl window number two. I think we're going too far in the direction of patience, peace, love, and happiness. Maybe it's a Christmas spirit. Maybe it's not. I don't know. If this is where Jimmy Haslam's head is, he's trying to beat a narrative about him, and the only way he can really beat that narrative is start winning some games consistently and stop being have successive seasons of 3 wins, right?
Nick Cabot walked in the door there with Super Bowl window number two.
I'm ready for
Welcome to the holiday party. Eggnog's in the corner. We're drinking till 11.
Turns out that Super Bowl window number one was number two.
There it is.
Have some sake.
Hey, we're having fun.
The Peterlin Pass coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know, as a kid, I used to spoil presents for myself. I would unwrap presents and then I would rewrap them, and I would just then act surprised on Christmas.
Oh no,
that doesn't bother me at all.
To me, the surprise is the best part. Vanessa this weekend, Vanessa was kind of needling me about things I had put on my Christmas list.
Yeah.
And I started getting annoyed because it was just something. It was basically something to kind of like finish off my office. I've been very excited about this idea. Thought about it for a couple months. Even though one of the things is like a record player, even though we have one in the living room. But it's like, well, sometimes I want to listen to records in my office and just kind of sit back and, you know, have friends over. And she kind of was like, kind of like being overly aggressive about it. I was like, then don't get me one. And she responded, I said, don't get me it. And she was like, well, I already did. And I didn't talk to her for like 4 hours. I'm still mad.
Well, for some people, and I guess you probably fall into this bucket as well, is like the surprise is just as much fun as actually receiving the gift or any part of the gift.
Yeah, like, okay, she's not going to be like, hey, I just bought you this brand new truck. We're not that couple. We don't have that kind of money.
With the big bows, the obnoxiously large bows.
So anything that she can get me,
yeah,
I can get for myself. So it's more the idea of I love...
Well, imagine share a joint bank account too, so you're really buying your own gifts at this point.
Yeah, exactly. So it's more like I like the idea of, hey, these are the things I want. Go ahead and tell me what you think I should get. Mm-hmm. So the idea that she did that a week before Christmas, I'm still a little hot about.
Yeah, Elise bought me some things. And then a couple of the things she was like, you know, don't look at our Amazon account because they're there. If you see the orders list, she's like, just don't do that. And it's like, it doesn't matter if I stumbled upon it. It's not going to shape me one way or another.
We do have to find a better way for Amazon to, once you've ordered things. I realized today I forgot some of the things I bought Vanessa.
Yeah.
I need to go on the Amazon account. I don't know what I'm going to uncover, though. And I think that's
I know. We need to have like a separate some way of figuring that out. Also, we need to get better when it's... So Amazon, what I like about them, and they're great, is that when you order a gift off Amazon and you send it or you receive it, because I told you I'm in charge of wrapping all these presents that Charlotte receives... They come with a tag that says, like, nice gift from whatever, and it's got a little present on it, right? No one else does this for some reason. Like, or at least if they do it, they're awful at it. The amount of gifts I've had to be like, geez, who did this come from?
Yeah.
I can't even begin to guess who this came from. And then I'm texting family members like, was this from you? Was this from you? Hey, do you think this might have been from you? It's an absolute pain in the ass.
Let's get to the Peterlin Pass. rhymed.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin Pass.
All right, the pass is going to go to Ravens fans wanting a new start without John Harbaugh. You joked last segment, or maybe not joked, it was rather serious, the idea that you don't get 6 years without with one playoff win and get to exist. Well, for John Harbaugh, that is two playoff wins in the entire 2020s. And there's a different measure here that I think we have to use, not just the lack of playoff wins, but also the idea that in each of the past three seasons, there's been a spot in that year where they have been the Super Bowl favorites. For this year, it was the preseason Super Bowl favorites, and they just have not lived up to the expectations or really anything that has been set forth. And in the meanwhile, through all of this, I am getting the feeling that Lamar Jackson is over John Harbaugh.
I think that's fair. And I think, listen, if you fired Stefanski and they fired Harbaugh, I would be all over Harbaugh as the next head coach. But if I feel like things have run their course with Kevin Stefanski, it makes sense that you've been a Super Bowl favorite each of the last 3 years. You haven't been to a Super Bowl. And here's the other part. You might be a year or two away from having to make another decision on Lamar for his next contract, so you might change the environment that he's in just to see if you can find the coach to get him over the hump.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 18 years. You don't get these jobs forever. And I actually like John Harbaugh's approach to it when asked yesterday through the media. He had a complete understanding. Like, Tomlin got defensive about it.
Yeah.
Tomlin got very defensive and lashed out and has since continued that lashing out, by the way, after their win in the Lions game, making pointed comments to basically tell Brooke Pryor, take that for all you get, for all it's worth. Harbaugh was like, listen, sometimes you have these jobs and then you lose these jobs. And if this is what this is, this is what this is. I think he knows, though. I think he messed up. I think this season has gone horribly. And Lamar, by the way, Lamar having that rib injury and not going back into the game on Sunday Night Football didn't help, because it basically signaled that Lamar was done with this year. And the idea that he messed up in a big-time way in a must-win game by not using Derrick Henry for the final 10 minutes of that game, it's been a bad week for John Harbaugh.
Can we also be very honest that part of the reason why I'm okay with them wanting to move on from John Harbaugh
is because you want him here with the Browns?
I want him more than any other coach that they more
than
that would be
more than Tomlin. Oh, I was going to say more than any other coach.
More than any other coach that might get fired.
I gotcha.
Or that's out there. Like, I would want John Harbaugh more than I would want Robert Saleh.
I mean,
Saleh
instantly goes to the top of everyone's boards. I would imagine it's a pretty lackluster class out there.
But that's kind of why this is the time to do it. Because, like, your biggest competitors are going to be Atlanta. Oh, Jimbo can't throw $20 million Harbaugh's way and outbid old man Arthur? Would you like to go ahead and have the number one, number two pick make your decision on the quarterback? Or would you like to go coach Kyler Murray?
It's got
to
be football reasons. Harbaugh is just like Jim, I would imagine, in that they don't – they're not motivated by money. That is not – like, Jim Harbaugh has gone out tell me you don't believe it. Just tell me you don't believe it then.
I've been an American for 40 years. I don't believe anyone's not motivated on some level by
money. We disagree. We've always disagreed on this, though, because, like, I don't feel like – maybe just who I am as a person. Money's not the motivating factor for me. Like, it just isn't. It refuses to be. I work in radio. I've never made the case that money's the motivating factor for me. And so, like, I think Jim Harbaugh loves this more than he loves anything, football, that is. And I think John isn't too far behind that. Plus, also, he's made so much money at this point.
And work for a dollar a year.
You don't have to do charity.
No.
It's an NFL property that's making a bunch of money. You don't have to do it out there for free.
If you want to, I'd do this for free.
Not saying that.
Prove it.
Not saying he has to do it for free or anything like that, but he's not going to be like...
He's made so much money, though.
He's not going to put himself in a worse situation for an extra $6 million a year.
I bet you he would. $6 million a year? Yeah, that's a lot of money. That's one Chip Kelly.
What Chip Kelly? I don't know that he would. Jim Harbaugh remains staunch in that. That's not what that is for him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is John cut from the same cloth?
How much does John Harbaugh?
Unfortunately, we don't have coaching salaries at our disposal in the NFL. We just never know what the numbers are. I would bet you've coached for 40 years. You've coached the Ravens for 18 years. John Harbaugh's worth $100 million.
I bet you, Jim.
You think his reputation's on the line for $6 million a year difference?
I bet.
Doubt it.
I bet Jim Harbaugh, when the Spanos family offered him a contract, said, take $3 million off the top.
No, you know what it was?
They offered him a deal,
and he said, it's as simple. He said, I believe in Justin Herbert. I'm going there. The Bears offered him all sorts of money. He didn't take the Chicago job. He took the better job.
I have not seen
the
offer letters.
He took the job with Justin Herbert. Ask Kevin Warren. They existed.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Warren. That guy's reputable.
He's the president of the Bears.
The guy that's going to move the Bears to northern Indiana. Yeah, that guy.
In this discussion, he is as notable as it gets in this discussion.
That guy wouldn't lie to you. I'm going tinfoil hat Johnny here. That's what I'm doing.
You're just making things up now is all you're doing.
Money doesn't matter, says millionaires.
I think he cares more about his football reputation than he does a $3-4 million difference.
I told that to the city of Wadsworth when they came for my my trash and energy bill, and they didn't accept that. When I was like, hey, guys, I'm sorry. I don't think of things monetarily.
Listen, they just shut off my power. Just because we don't have $100 million in the bank to be like, I can leave $3 million on the table, doesn't mean that these guys don't.
No. When my dad, who is bohemian, said money didn't matter to him and they were living paycheck to paycheck, I believed him. Rich guy that's literally can buy and sell any one of our houses while on the toilet on any given day. Without checking with anybody, you can just buy it. And when he goes, money doesn't matter. Show me. Show me how little
this
money matters.
This is all one big play to try to get him to accept a job that Haslam then offers up $25 million a year. I'm seeing behind this. You want to put the Browns in play. And so it's commendable. Your heart is telling you, how do the Browns get in play in this? And you know Haslam can throw out a bunch of money. But reality sets in. If Joe Burrow, a chance to coach Joe Burrow is much more appetizing than a chance to be the coach of the Browns.
This is just, it's a cousin to Odell Beckham Jr. being like, $100 million really isn't $100 million. Yeah, so it's $40 million. You're still an idiot. Like, I'm basically poor now. No, you're not.
I'm not seeing the similarities.
I can show you basically poor.
I'm not seeing the similarities.
It's people talking out their ass about money. Not saying you are, not saying I am, saying rich people talking out there. Sorry. Relatively well off people talking out their booty on
money. I don't know that you're as motivated at this point to cash in an extra $3 million when you made $100 million. Meanwhile, your whole reputation's on the line in the football world.
I thought this was America.
Not everybody thinks the way that you do, buddy. Not everybody thinks the way that
money,
you do.
We're all very modest about money in
Not
this country.
Not everybody thinks the way that you do, man. There are definitely. And by the way, you're dealing from the position of, I already have more money than I could ever spend.
I guarantee you, he's spent a lot of the money he's made.
John Harbaugh?
Yeah,
he's made $100 million. How much do you think John Harbaugh has spent?
$3 million left. Yeah, $3 million left tops.
All right.
Peterlin pass.
Then Haslam get it done. Okay, the ball's in your court. Haslam get it done. If all it takes is money, we've really acquired a lot of people and resources throughout the years. As Haslam has, been basically an open piggy bank.
I didn't say he was good at it. Some think the stakes are high for the Cavaliers.
So much money. We ended on Kevin Stefanski 6 years ago.
That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.